Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast. Hello, guys. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. Naz, tell us about your life.
Just throw it over to you.
Throwing it over to you because it's going to be way more interesting over than outside.
You're hilarious. Well, Ashley and Lauren already know this, but I can't.
I start crying.
No, Lauren. I'm not. Okay. I'm literally rubbing my eyes because I'm tired.
Okay.
No, I have no tears left. Quick update on the guy I met on the Today Show from New York, because I feel like a lot of people that listen to our podcast have messaged me and always want updates on that. Him and I are great. And we had like an open and honest conversation weeks ago that I definitely want to connect with someone in LA. And that, you know, if we kind of established a sort of casual hangout for when I'm in New York on both sides. And so, when I was in New York recently, I saw him, but I unexpectedly developed feelings for that younger guy that I think I shared about.
Oh,
right?
You shared twice because first you lied and then you told the truth.
Yeah. So, it's been really fucking hard. I think the only thing I really have to share with our listeners that I think was an important lesson I learned is that I think often when I meet someone younger, I am always like, oh, this person's not my person. I'll just have fun with them. And then a friend of mine was like, well, I kept just talking about him. I couldn't stop thinking about him. And she was like, well, if you make a list of all the things you want in a partnership, I feel like age is pretty far down on that list. And I was like, damn, I feel like that's kind of true. So then I sort of opened myself up, which is very scary and vulnerable. And like, of course, he is not in a place where he wants to commit, like, which makes total sense. I was totally like,
there's
what was
never
great
been
is
someone like less ready to commit, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm
it's
like,
this time,
I
like, you can truly
resistant.
Say, yeah. It's not you. Yeah. Like, it's not you. You guys, we're not going to give him his age and like all of his status things, but like, it's not Naz.
No. And he actually, it was funny. Like, he started crying. I started crying. And it's like this insane connection, but you guys would laugh. So I told him, because it feels very intoxicating and I'm trying to be aware of my addictions and my anxious attachment. I'm like, what is me actually liking someone and what is me feeling like death if I don't like have someone to text, right? Yeah. So I know it's definitely both. And so I told him, let's not talk for a couple of weeks. Let's like wait till after my birthday. And like, we were both really sad about it and we really like each other. It's just circumstantial, but I just want to get off that like weaning and needing like toxic sort of addiction to each other when you're texting someone every day. Like, I need to pause that in order to bring him back into my life in some other way. But I've just been really sad about it. Wait, I was going to say the one thing. Oh, you guys would die. Have you heard of this app called The Pattern?
No.
Mm-mm. You guys would fucking love The Pattern, especially if you were dating. So The Pattern is this app where if you guys filled it out, you can run bonds with people. And so I can run a bond with you, Ashley, or you, Lauren, and it gives you all this information on our friendship and like the challenges that can come up in the friendship and just everything.
But
and
how, it's so, like, how so much accurate. Information are you putting about each person?
It's like it's based on like numerology, astrology, all that like stuff. So you put in your birthday, the time you were born, like all that stuff. And so I asked him to not, I go, let's not talk. And then the next day I was crying so much and I was like, this is so intense. I was like, am I like in love or like what? Like I need, you know, when you need something to like hold on to.
Always
and so I text him, text him and I was like, hey, I know we're not talking right now. Can you please make a profile on this? And You guys know that's so chaotic of me, which I would never do, but I did it. And so I'll read with you two things that it said, but I was very happy to know that I'm crazy.
I just really need this right now.
So funny. You can either run a friendship bond or romantic. So it'll tell you how you and that person are as friends or how you and that person are romantically. So under the romantic pattern, it was like, this pattern can feel incredibly romantic, like a dream where everything seems possible. And then this other one said, you may feel things or experience situations you otherwise would never have allowed in. If you can find the balance, this can be a beautiful dynamic. And then your relationship with so-and-so likely includes feelings that you've never experienced before. Your love may have felt or still feels all consuming and rapturous.
No, and I was like,
oh my God, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Can he read this?
He would have to know how to run the bond, which he probably doesn't. So I don't, but I'm going to, I kind of want to do it with you guys.
I know. I was actually thinking it'd be very interesting.
Do you want to do a profile? I just sent you guys.
We'll talk about it on the next podcast. And we'll
because it would take. But isn't that crazy? I was so happy because I was like, wow, I'm not crazy. Like,
so do you think based on that, that it was just like, was it love or not?
It says that it's like, we have a lot to teach each other and we've known each other in a past life. That's why it feels so like intense.
But you can't possibly have known somebody just because he has his birthday and time doesn't mean that like you have known all those people with the same birthday in another life.
Well, it's based on like, it's based on like karmic and past life things. So it's like when you're born and what time you come into the world. So according to the app, that's what it says.
We're just going to listen to the pattern and we're going to take that and we're going to run with it and it's going to feel great.
But it did say that I need to be careful to not get lost in it because I that influence is on me and that he's not experiencing that influence. And so I'm actually really proud of myself for like
exactly not, what you were supposed to do. It's kind of off.
And I'm like eating super clean up until my birthday. And you guys know my birthday is the new year for me. Like I consider it the new year. Yeah. So I'm like,
well,
good.
I think I put that in your head, not to toot my own horn.
Did you? Maybe you did.
I've always been the one that says birthday is more of a new year than new year's.
No, it 100% is. Yeah. So yeah, I'm very sad and I feel heartbroken right now, but I'm like, this is what is good for me right now. But, he opened up the playing field. Cause now I'm like, I actually would take another younger guy more seriously now. And like, even with Kristen Cavallari dating a guy that's
that guy
like,
is hot.
She's 37.
Yeah, guys, he's really hot.
Yeah. I know. He's so hot. Well, so is the guy I was talking to.
Oh yeah, I know.
So hot. And
the guy
you're
talking
my
to
type.
Is way more my type than Kristen Cavallari's
guy. Yeah, Kristen Cavallari's guy is like, really clean, but he can look like a young, like Mark Wahlberg vibe.
It's not even like clean. It's just like, he looks too dumb, honestly.
He feels too bro.
He has like football player face.
Which I'm not attracted to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, football player face. Ashley, you should make a video about football player face.
Yeah.
You should be like, this
if
person.
If you look here, the jawline is a football player. Yeah.
That would be a really funny
TikTok
video. I wonder
if the helmet over time like creates a structure.
I think it does. It makes them look way more Neanderthal-like.
Yes, I remember
their foreheads have like a kind of, foreheads shape
they
out
do.
To it.
I remember Riley Cooper literally was telling me, he was like,
actually, you should do before and after.
Here, this is from all the head things I used to get.
Oh my God, yeah. That's so funny. I'm dead.
That is so funny.
So Neanderthal-like. And those are
I think the last thing I'll say is the worst part, which you guys probably have experience in, is that I think I shared this person's in a band, and like if he's in a band that ends up blowing up, like having to hear like fucking songs and like them around,
that's
is gonna
the worst
be
part
so
about
annoying.
Ever like
that's
having
why...
any sort of kinship with a
and then
person.
The double
yeah,
worst part
person, musician
is a trailer drop the same like the next day end of things of The Idea of You, which is Anne Hathaway dating a younger guy in a boy band. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This is a cosmic joke. This is my
it's
life.
It's the craziest shit I've ever seen that it was her life. That was
so
it
insane.
Was her life.
Yeah, no, I know.
And the movie
and
looks
really
incredible.
Good.
I know. We're going to love it,
that's
but I can't
of,
watch it.
What was
right
that
now?
Show like? It was... It was on Netflix. Every single person was watching it. It was like a very sexual
the
thing.
The Hulu one?
No, it was
not
on
the
Netflix.
Teacher one.
It was the three. It was.
Oh, yeah, the
number.
Teacher. We all watched it together.
Oh,
what was
a teacher,
it?
A teacher.
A teacher. Yes, I just
it was
that.
Called a teacher, right?
I know. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's not
about.
What you're talking about?
I'm talking about there was this there's this show and every single person was watching it saying, oh, you got to watch it. So hot, so hot. But it was literally a girl who like married like a very straight laced guy who was like very kind and took very good care of her. But then her musician boyfriend comes back and then she has an affair.
I don't remember this.
I never watched it because I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, no. See, but I can't watch this.
Yeah,
one
you're not gonna be able to watch.
No, I'm not gonna be able to watch it.
You're gonna have to like cover the movie. It?
They're gonna. No, have I cover no, the movie. I don't think I'm going to.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're gonna say to no. Me. You're like no. Is it's too close.
Is that movie coming out in theaters or is it coming?
No,
out?
That's on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Naz, what was the...
I wanted to come out in theaters because I want to go to a movie and like feel something. Like I haven't gone to a rom com at the movie theater.
They don't put them in theaters anymore.
Just wait.
Except for the...
Just wait. I can't talk about The Fall Guy because I signed an NDA, but it premieres tomorrow at South by Southwest, which is really annoying. We're recording today because I'd be allowed to talk about it tomorrow. Oh. But I just want everyone to know that if you watch the trailer, it's Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
If you watched it, and I'm talking to them Wednesday, I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh.
If you watch the trailer and you're a girl or a woman and you're like, oh, this is like an action movie, like... No, it is
it's probably
full
like night
on
and day.
Rom-com.
It looks like night and day.
It is a rom-com. Like, go to the theaters to watch this rom-com.
Okay,
it's you're gonna be.
Well, Jared
so,
will
want to
go
because so
it's
happy.
Ryan Gosling. In
no,
an
you guys,
movie.
You. It's gonna be you and Jared's so. Favorite movie. I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, cool. Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm excited. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's so good.
Okay, so, you guys. I don't have to transition here. This is the I Don't Get It podcast. Yeah. I don't have to be like, I was going to say, well, speaking of this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I was watching TV with my dad.
Speaking of screens.
Yeah. Speaking of screen and content, I was watching, I put on True Detective last night after my mom went to bed.
The new one?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
the Jodie
I'm
Foster
in episode,
one?
Yeah. So the
is it good?
Really
I really liked it.
Okay.
I've just been watching Curb and I'm going to start the regime soon with Kate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to start the regime after this. So. I'm watching, I think it's still in episode one, like the full hour episodes, and this sex scene comes on, and it's just me and my dad in the family room.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, this hasn't happened for a while.
That's so
And
that's
I will
so
say,
awkward.
With a child and 36 years old, it's still just as awkward.
What do you do?
What do you do? Because, like, I'm like, do I turn around and be like, we can fast forward this? Do I just fast forward it and be like, and then I'm acknowledging the fact that it's super awkward? Or do I just let it play out? I let it play out. I still don't know if it was the right decision. Because
how
you
was
know, HBO
how long did it go on for?
Yeah, HBO's
long. Like, I remember the one you're talking about. It was aggressive. One.
Yes, because it's like HBO sex scenes. They like basically show the full body.
Yeah,
you know, it's
I
like
watched
porn.
That
yeah.
scene, and I was like, "How the hell did they film this?" Because they are actually having sex,
right? Like wait, she's naked on. Like they're just like.
Wait, what
no,
episode is
like,
this?
No
do I need to turn this
what?
On later?
And
it's
you'll
not.
Get
it's not
in.
Sexy. It's not a sexy sex scene. It's
oh,
like
it's
a very realistic sex
like,
scene.
Get your pants off now.
Yeah, and like. I'm just like, this is too realistic.
That's how Lauren
I think that,
has
that's
sex.
It too, you know?
I've never said it.
See, that's an HBO sex scene, which is totally different than watching like a romantic movie sex scene. Yeah. Like I could handle that now. It's like you know, think about the Pearl Harbor sex scene with Josh Hartnett and like Kate Beckinsale. And, like they're twirling around in sheets. Like that's fine. That's romantic. But this was just like them literally like humping each other. And I'm like, I'm going to die
that's
right now.
So cringe.
I wanted to get on Instagram and be like, hi guys, I'm currently watching a sex scene with my dad. Yeah. What do I do?
So I do.
You I would always fast really forward.
You would?
I would be like, we don't need to watch this.
Yeah, I would fast forward. Like what's the point of sitting through it? But you just brought up to me a really funny like nuance when you are having sex, or Lauren, you made me think of this. Mm-hmm. That's so awkward, like which is when you're taking your clothes off. Like I feel like, do you know what I mean? It's like such a dance that I feel like I never get right, where it's like when you tell
like
them to take it off, or do you just take their pants off? And then you know when the pants just don't come off and you're like trying.
Oh my God,
like,
I don't remember.
I was going to say, this is like so like non-relationship sex that
wait,
I don't
really?
I don't know.
Like, well, Ashley, what do you guys like take your clothes off first?
I called Ashley last week and she was like, we're trying to have sex.
Because like, you know, like I don't do it
only
when
Ashley
like I'm pregnant, you know, like I won't like I just.
Does it
I
feel
don't.
Good when you're pregnant? I've heard it does.
I've only done
I've like only done it once.
Was it good?
It was good.
Oh wow.
Title of the episode, pregnancy sex.
Looking for parental. I'm looking for mom. I'm just recording this for the public, but still looking towards mom.
We're heading towards 40 and we're still nervous to talk about this shit in front of our parents. It's wild. Are we ever going to grow up as millennials?
I think because like, you would never want to hear Dawson talk about sex ever. So it's more for them than for us, for me personally.
Yeah. At this point, you're so right.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be that embarrassed.
I don't want them to feel weird. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Right, it's for them.
It's for them.
It is for them.
It's like we're being so courteous.
Right.
Wow.
So you were having sex.
Ashley, tell us about your birthday because I know you have a massage story.
He's a legit on lingerie guy, so like he takes off the lingerie and he enjoys that very much.
That's sexy. I love that.
I don't think I've ever taken my own clothes. I don't think I've ever taken my clothes off. Lauren, that's why I got annoyed at you.
They make maternity lingerie?
Lauren, no, because I was going through. She calls. Okay, she's like, murder check? So she calls because whenever she's staying at home alone, she does a murder check via FaceTime with me. She goes through every closet and every like nick and cranny of the house.
Lauren, you are psychotic.
And the funny thing is when I was showering, I was like, this woman's going to call me to murder check in the middle of the
like,
deed.
Like, you guys are so crazy. Do you realize that this is just part of your vernacular is normal, but it's not? Lauren's going to call me for a murder check. Like, you guys are ridiculous.
It's such an inopportune time.
You guys. And then in my closet, I'm, like, going through my lingerie box, and I'm looking for the one teddy that I think will be actually really cute with, like, matching, like stockings, and then I know, but I had to really sex it up because it's me right now, okay, you know.
Okay. And first of all, you're beautiful,
you're very kind. And I couldn't find it, and I was like, I can't believe I'm gonna have to wear this long nightie. It was like a black, like satin and lace thing, but it was long and it came down to my knees. And I was like, ugh. But he really liked it.
Great,
that's so cute. I love that.
That's all you need to know.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane Home. God, I love talking about home and interiors. It literally like just gets me so excited. And with spring coming up, I just cannot wait to refresh my space. My assistant and I went through my entire closet. I got rid of so much stuff. I'm like in that space energetically where I just want to move stuff around. I want a different like couch configuration. And so I've been going on Jenny Kane's website. So if you didn't know Jenny Kane, which we've talked about before on the podcast, obviously they're a clothing brand, but Jenny Kane Home is a California brand, and they just through and through, and they basically also have luxurious bedroom linens, iconic furniture, cozy pillows, throws, and the most incredible scented candles.
If you're trying to be more simplistic, you know, you're trying to get out the clutter, like Naz said, and you want to focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design, you know, quality, timeless, that means like invest in your stuff so it lasts forever and it looks good forever, and you can curate a space that just never goes out of style. They have a stunning collection of home furniture. They have sofas and sectionals, iconic beds, the kind of pieces that you can have in your home forever and then even pass down, and then it'll be like really cool. It'll be like mid-century modern, but whatever that'll be. It's going to be mid-2020s. It'll be mid-century modern again.
Oh my God. Well, find a perfect way to refresh your space with JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code 15GETIT at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com and the promo code 15GETIT.
Okay, wait, Ash, you took your clothes off for a massage.
Transition time.
So I'd love to hear about that.
Took her clothes off for a massage. Okay, so on my birthday, it was just really funny, and I thought of Naz and Lauren, like the first people, the people that I was thinking about the entire time as I was getting this quote massage. It was not a massage. It was like a lotion sunscreen application for 50 minutes.
Application.
Like, the woman, just like all she did was smooth.
Oh my God, that's so
smooth
annoying.
Lotion on my body. There was
she didn't
no
like, there
pressure.
Was no pressure.
No
did
pressure.
Did you say like
that? Hey, is so annoying. I would. My
did you
my
say
stomach
I want deep
would
pressure?
Turn.
So is a prenatal massage, obviously.
Oh okay,
but like
how,
I've had.
What's the difference
no,
between
that's
that?
The thing. I have had prenatal massages before, and they feel exactly like regular massages.
Okay.
But do they have, like, a hole for your belly?
Yeah. The only difference is that they have a hole for your belly. Okay?
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. So she's, like, smoothing on the lotion for like 5 minutes. And I was like, and she was just doing like my back area where like maybe she was being extra careful because of like that being like, you know, my abdomen area. And then she goes, she doesn't say, is the pressure good? She goes, she says, is the pressure comfortable? And then I was like,
oh, like, yes, it's comfortable.
Yes, it's comfortably, but nice. So I had a Lauren thing go through my head. I was,
but
all
you guys
Lauren.
Are so specific and with words. She probably meant, is the pressure like good? Like to me, that's what that means. Right.
Yeah, she probably did, yeah. But I didn't know how to respond. And I was like having this whole, I don't get it conversation in my head throughout this, because I was like, I told Lauren literally on the podcast like a week ago, speak up if it's hurting you, you know?
Right.
And then
here
I thought,
you are in a situation
how
realizing
awkward
how hard
is it to tell someone to go harder, you know? I think when they're hurting you, then you could be like, can you just be a little bit more gentle? Or can you just like lighten it up a little bit? That doesn't necessarily mean they're doing a bad job. It just means you're going a little personally a little too hard.
Like you can relax a little bit. You can ease up, you know, make your job a little bit easier.
I'm trying to make your job harder and I don't think you're doing a good job. That's what
but
I was
what's
interpreting
wrong,
it as.
What's wrong with someone not doing a good job? It doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Right. Naz is definitely our therapist for this.
Sure. I was telling
like,
Ben
let's
about
say
this
I was
too,
rapping,
but Ben said
let's
he can't
was,
say it.
You
Ben
guys
said
are
he can't say
so,
it either.
Ben's an Aries. That's offensive. That doesn't even make sense. You guys.
He was like, yeah, you know what you do after that? You book another massage.
You guys are insane. What a waste of money.
That is so
Ashley,
funny.
If yeah. I came over your house and we were wrapping presents, which is, I am so fucking bad at. Like, it's something I'm so
bad at. I am so bad at it, too.
Okay, so let's say we're wrapping presents together, and I go, is this good? Mm-hmm. What would you say to me?
You're my friend, so I would probably say no.
Okay, just do that.
But that's not your job to wrap presents.
Okay, ooh. So what if I had a bad hosting? What if you would say that's not your best, right? If I like sent you an interview and I was like, can you tell me what you think of this? You would probably say like, it's not your best, right? Or something along those lines.
I would probably allude to the fact that like, you have done like amazing before, like maybe like nitpick like one or two little things. Like next time I would do this, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So you can politely ask for what you want. It doesn't mean you can say, hey, this feels great, but I actually love it when people dig really deep. Is that saying she did a bad job?
It's so good. Could you just go like a tiny bit harder?
Yeah. Like I love when it's like harder. Like it's like,
I will say, Naz, that at the end of it, like as this question was poised within the first like 5 to 10 minutes and it was just back and stuff, I was trying to give the benefit of the doubt that like it would get better. But then with time, I really regretted not saying something, but yeah. I also could never just speak up in the middle without being prompted.
Right. Like you wanted her to ask. So when she said, is it comfortable? That was your in and you
lost
it.
Yeah, it was my in. And it was early on and I fucked up.
But you could next time you could say, I have to pee and go to the bathroom. And then that's a break in energy. And then before you get back on the bed, you could say, hey.
Yeah, but on a 50 minute massage, you don't go pee.
Well, yeah, no, you don't. Well, I only do an hour and a half or 2 hours. I usually do just a 50 minute anymore.
Do you know what's weird? Is that they only offered prenatal in 50 minute.
Well, why? Is it bad to get?
Yeah, you're probably not allowed.
I got at the Four Seasons in Orlando for an hour and a half.
Four Seasons.
It was
Florida doesn't follow any rules.
It's still the same stars as Four Seasons. So
that's hilarious. Wow.
Anyway, it was very weird. And then like at the end, she just wasn't into it. I don't know if she was having a real bad day or something, but she like was so excited to be over with. And Naz also kept the lights on. They kept the lights on.
No.
So when I flipped over, it was just bright light. And then she gave me like a little like eye shield, but it wasn't like one of those heavy, nice, dark eye shields. It was like this little, like it was like a tissue that I could still see the light through.
Wait, what?
There was
this
nothing
is the
about
worst
this.
Massage I've
this
ever
was
heard
nothing
of.
About this massage that like felt in, it felt private because like it just felt like I was just like a semi-naked girl, like lying, getting lotion applied
was it
in a bright
at your
room.
House?
No. It was at a 5-star spot.
What's your favorite part of like Naz, like your legs, your feet, your
That's a good question. I only get massages at my house now because I would go to the hole in the walls. Remember, we would always go to those.
Yeah, we talked about this a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and whenever I go to them, when I started going to them last year, they're just so loud. Like, everyone around is so loud. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, I think I have a tic or OCD or something. I can't, like, relax, like, when I hear someone coughing and stuff. So, but my favorite part is my lower back is the worst, but I think feet, like, there's nothing, like, I always tell them to at least do 20 minutes on my feet.
Because they probably like that. I feel like that's just so much easier as a masseuse to do the feet.
No, I lie. My head is a favorite.
See, I was going to say you can skip my head. I don't need any scalp massage. If I want a massage on my scalp, I want Lauren to do it in the tub of the, like, the
wait, that's so cute.
The shampoo bowl.
Wait, Lauren, that's so cute. Yeah, I think because hair extensions, I just, like, love when people get in there. And my face, when people go like this.
Honestly, face is the best. Face which is why I would choose a facial almost over a massage.
I've never gotten a facial. I feel like I need to. You didn't know that about me? No, it's a massage. Because
you're like, don't fuck up what's
but
not
I don't
broken.
Want them to. Yeah, I don't. But can I get one that's just a massage? It's not them, like, poking at shit?
Yes. Well, yeah, you can. Because, like, there's this one place around us that was not the place that I went to.
Yeah,
and they have a shoulder, neck, and head massage.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
It's a good one.
Wow. Now, you would love that.
That would be amazing. Have you guys ever gotten your butt massaged? I feel like you wouldn't.
Yeah, butts are good.
You have?
So
I do that.
We carry so much tension in our butts.
Yeah, she didn't do butt at all. Like, and she cut off real low on the thigh.
Damn, Ash. Did you tip her?
Yeah, actually, tip was included in this place. Like, it wasn't even something that you added on.
Maybe that's why.
I know.
She's like, I'm
getting
the same.
But before I move on from this, and I'm sorry, I do think it's absolutely, like, I think I've talked about it too much because I also brought it up on Almost Famous just because Ben asked.
I can't believe Ben was like, I would not have done that.
Ben, like, is the kind of guy that, like, he's had, like, when he goes through bad phases of life, he will, he'll get a massage every week.
Okay.
Like, thing. I when I am in a higher tax bracket, I get every 2 weeks. I'll be every Wednesday, every Friday.
Massage. I love it.
For sure.
Wait, I'll every have a Wednesday personal... and then Friday again?
No, like a Wednesday or Friday. Like,
yeah. Okay.
But I would want to have a personal. Actually, this is a good question. If you guys could hire, did we do this already? If
we
could
did bring this on... already.
Okay, what? No, what's the question?
On board, like one personal.
On board,
one
we did do it already. Yeah. I think mine would be driver than masseuse for sure.
Okay, I'm going to finish this out and by saying that, like, this is the time in my life that I actually really contemplated, and especially being a small business owner with Audrey's, like, Jared and I are very, like, you better have had the roughest, grossest experience of your life to get on Yelp or Google reviews and write a 1-star review. Like, you have to have been, like, food poisoned and, like, definitively food poisoned from that place. Like, you know, but I really did think about, like, going up to the desk and being like,
that was horrible.
That wasn't the best.
Worth the price. Yeah.
Like, when they said, because of the price, I had a gift card. If I didn't have a gift card, I would have said something.
What was the name of the place you got it in? Or you don't want to say?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Can you text it to me? Because I want to call them for you today. And
no.
I'm say, hi.
Fucking
my
no.
friend. No, I'm going to say, I got my friend a gift card to go on her birthday, and it really wasn't satisfactory, and she's embarrassed to say something. Can she please have a discount for her next one?
I love you for that.
I literally would do that
still
for you.
No.
Are you?
But this is a great conversation to, like, bring to the public. I would love to know the fan feedback.
To what people you need to receive. I mean, honestly, it's not bad saying, "Hey, that wasn't satisfactory. I'd love." I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't disagree with you. But I
just
also rather not.
No, I get it. I think more people are like you guys, to be honest.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There's something in the hairstyling community right now. It's huge drama, but this kind of correlates. This guy does like transformations where like if someone fucks up their hair at home, he will fly them to LA, do their hair free and fix it. But just in exchange, he needs to post everything. And then like certain brands pay him to use their products.
Okay.
So it's a transaction.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's so cool.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So he's done it lots and lots of times. He's not my favorite hairdresser. I don't like his techniques or anything. But this girl flew out there, stayed at a very nice hotel, whatever, for free.
Wow, he puts them up?
Puts them up.
The brands do.
Yeah. And then she got her hair done, went home. Everyone made fun of the hair he did because it wasn't that good. And she was like, it's just the lighting. It's just this. She was defending him. And then he goes, guys, the hair didn't look good because she didn't tell me what she wanted. And that kind of like messed with like the flow of the hair, whatever. So then she was like, just kidding. I was trying to defend you. It's ugly and it's not what I wanted. And so everyone's on one side or the other.
Well, why didn't...
Like, can you complain about a free service?
This is a great debate.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, Lauren, what do you think as a hairstylist? You're the authority here.
I mean, first and foremost, the hair was so ugly and poorly done that I would be like, yeah, you can complain about that. But I wouldn't post it on the internet saying, because it looks very ungrateful. But that's all.
What he should do, though, is just like, I don't know. You're saying that you don't love this technique, but like maybe what he should do is like not even ask like, what do they want? But like, I'm going to take this mess and I'm just going to do whatever's going to look the best.
I think that's a great solution, Ashley Aconetti.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would do. I personally have been in the crosshairs as someone who I'm not as good with my words as you guys are. Like, I'll use certain words when I mean something else and I just kind of assume people know what I mean. Yes. So I've been in a lot of scenarios where I really feel for people because I don't know how to explain exactly what it is I want. And even when I show a picture, sometimes I feel like it's not the same. And I think it's just a lot of loss in translation between like the way I'm communicating and the way the person's interpreting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would never, I just don't understand people writing reviews and negatively speaking stuff online in the first place. I don't think I'd do that unless it was like major, unless I got delayed like 10 days on a vacation from an airline. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it works a lot of the time. That's why people do it.
Old me probably did, but now I wouldn't. Like, I don't know.
Interesting.
I feel like it's just spreading negativity.
Now, I have one more question that has nothing to do with any of this.
Oh, okay. Because then I have another comment. I'm just burning to get off my chest.
Do it now.
No.
No, do it now.
I'm definitely exaggerating, Lauren. Okay. Naz is going to lose her shit when she finds out what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Oh my God. Now you have to say it right now.
Do you remember what a big deal they made baked Alaska on cruise ships?
Wait, baked Alaska on cruise ships?
Lauren, do you remember Baked Alaska Day?
Yeah, I remember.
Like why would crab, you think Naz like when they would have like a
no,
crab?
I was like, no. Naz is going to make fun of me
baked
so
Alaska,
hard.
They,
I don't know what that is.
It was exactly. It's just like a dessert. That it's meringue that they torch. They torch lemon, not lemon meringue. They torch meringue.
Like a creme brulee kind of like meringue.
But like also like it's like three scoops of different kind of ice cream. Baked Alaska, and I've really like only heard of it on the dessert menu on cruises. And then when it's Baked Alaska Day, they like go through the menu and then they're like, but of course you must get the Baked Alaska. And then they come around with like all the Baked Alaska on fire.
They all have their tall chef hats on and they're flaming these Baked Alaskas. And I'm like,
wait, that's what here. I gotta look up what a Baked Alaska is.
If you want, you can look at the screen right now.
Hold on, it's too bright. Click on it.
Yeah, it is definitely meringue, Lauren. You're right. Yeah, see, three different layers of different ice cream with like a cake base. And I just never thought it was good.
Yeah.
And it was just such a thing on a cruise. I just wonder if they still do that.
Wow, why didn't I know about that? Oh, it's ice cream.
There it is.
They gotta be cutting down. I don't think they're
Wait, this is sick. I want this. Bombay Alaska omelet or omelet surprise. What? It's a dessert consisting of ice cream and cake topped with brown meringue. Whoa, this looks unreal.
I haven't, maybe my palette has changed since I was
because
eight,
it actually looks good.
It looks good.
Oh my God, this looks fire.
Yeah, yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, because I love meringue.
Wait, should I get one of these for my birthday? Yeah. That's so
oh my God, Nat,
yes,
have people come out with flamethrowers and torch Bake Alaska.
That would be so fucking dope.
Yes.
Oh my God. Ashley, so my mind has never been blown. I've never learned something so crucial to like my lifestyle. Like as of late. Like this is like an incredible addition to my life. I would have died not knowing what this
exists.
Wait,
shit, what else do we need to tell Naz about?
What the fuck? I want one of these. What does it taste like, I wonder?
Probably
tastes like kind of like a pie,
like a chocolate cream pie.
Yeah, which I love chocolate cream pie.
I love chocolate cream pie.
So funny. Anyway, so that
I got
just carrot
cake
Alaska.
For my birthday already.
Yeah, carrot cake's good.
Wait, oh, you already ordered it?
Yeah.
Do you like nuts in it?
I do actually, and I don't I like do nuts, too. But I love all carrot cake. I love carrot cake.
Carrot cake, but it's just
the only
frosting,
cake I really
the
cream
cheese.
Oh no,
it's a cream cheese
I don't even
frosting.
Like the cheesecake. I mean,
oh,
I
that's
just
the
like
best
the
part
inside.
For me.
It's so good.
All of it.
It's the mixture. Okay. Anyway, Lauren, now what was your not burning?
It was not burning.
Comment?
That was so, but you really did blow my mind and you knew that I was going my mind
that
was going to be blown.
So weird.
But I thought Naz was going to know it.
You thought I was
going to
know it, but it ended up being
laugh
better.
At me for being
ended
like,
up being
oh
better.
My God, Ashley thinking about cruise desserts.
I was like, Naz is going to be so uninterested in that.
Wait, I'm eating so clean. I'm like, wow, March 25th, the day after my birthday, I'm going to order a baked Alaska to my house. I really am. I like have to have it in 2 weeks. I have to. I should order it and eat it on the podcast with you guys that Monday.
That's good. That's a little, we'll blow out your candles and stuff. What are you wearing for your party?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now.
I don't even know
how stressful that is for me.
Wait, was that the party that you went to, I don't know if it was a party, but the red carpet, was it the Maison dress? What is that dress with the jewels that...
Oh, yeah. Remember I told you to buy it for a wedding?
That.
I finally wore it.
Yes.
I'm doing this thing where I'm... Ashley, you would appreciate this. I'm trying to not... I always have to feel like I wear something new. And I'm like, okay, enough buying stuff. Because I buy so many things and I got rid of so much stuff. So I'm like, I'm going to wear something in my closet. And Lauren, you know, I've had that for like a year and a half now.
Like,
so I was
least,
like, oh,
yeah.
I'll wear this dress. Everyone
That's
loved
awesome.
It.
It looked so it good.
It didn't photograph well. Like I got, you guys, you know what I would
what
love
was that
to
for?
Learn from
what
you?
What was that event?
It was a Hollywood Reporter TikTok event for the Oscar, like a pre-Oscars
okay.
party. Because the Oscars were this weekend, obviously. But Ashley, how do you pose? Like I've gotten so many Getty photos.
Are you kidding me?
The Getty photo, like I look like
nobody knows how they're gonna look. And
you put your hand on your hip, which you shouldn't do apparently,
which is so
so then what
do
you do?
But like
you just like
then I feel like my
arms just down.
I know,
then my armpit fat.
Yeah.
And then you know what's annoying is how I looked in person with my hair back. It looked so sexy, but then I looked at my photos and I'm like, I look weird, like an alien. I should have worn my hair in front. And I'm like, I can never figure it out.
It's
ever.
They ever. Every time I'm posing, I'm like, I look so good. I look so good. But I now know how far I now have done it too many times.
What?
Because I know that I'm like, I feel good now, but I know these are going
to
look like awful. And then
but
I go
you know
see
how
them
to,
and I'm
you
so
know how to
disappointed
pose
in myself.
Your face though. Like, what do you do with your face? Do you say like prune and stuff? Like my,
no,
I don't know
do
like
prune.
What face to do. I never know if I should
it's
smile.
So hard.
Lauren, you're really good at it too.
I think I literally just raise my eyebrows and then look.
I don't have a good resting face. I look confused.
Rest.
Like
America's Next Top Model and smize.
Like I can't. It looks so bad.
You should probably just smile.
I know I do. And then, but then, you know, your face looks bigger and then I don't like it. I'm like, I want my cheekbones.
There's this trend where people are like biting their cheeks and then relaxing.
But that's very Mary-Kate and Ashley. And that doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Look
I
at yourself
right
now. Right.
Yeah,
look
I look
ridiculous.
Stunning. I can't do any of it. I'm not good at it.
Okay, wait, Lauren, tell us.
Oh, it's not burning. It was just like a question.
Lauren,
like,
tell us before we head out.
With your current job, I can't ask Ashley this question because it's the obvious answer. With your current job, would you like to be in like 1990 where there is no cell phones? Would you go back?
This is the worst question for me ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be so much more successful.
You think you would be more successful?
Yeah, because everyone's a host now. Everyone's a TikToker, and all my jobs are being taken by influencers.
Yeah, I guess you're
so
right.
My job would be like so much more secure.
But doing your research and stuff would be so much more difficult.
Yeah, you're right. Without the internet.
Are you in 1990 where you only have like take the phones out? Do you have internet on the computer?
No internet.
When was internet? 1996 or 4?
That's when everybody started kind of using it at home, like 97, 98.
That,
like,
was AOL, like 96, 97. Yeah.
Yeah. But like also, remember when you used to search things and then like 5 things would come up and that was like all your sources?
But you know what would be sick about researching in 1990?
Going to the library.
Like going to the library and like reading books. Yeah, and like getting old magazines. Like that would actually be like fun. I'd have like a research day.
But how do you find something topical? Like how do you find it like really
magazines.
fresh
magazines
news?
Magazines.
Okay, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So, you know, I've been to the library more often than normal because this kid
Dawson.
Named my son
this
Dawson.
Kid likes these books.
Yeah,
this
he likes
kid
going
likes
to the library.
Books. Yeah.
It's really cute. And when you're at the library, it's like a throwback in time. Do you know that they have like CDs and they have like the
yeah,
most
it's crazy.
Like they have
I went
CDs
to the library
to
with
check
you and
out.
Dawson. Yeah. Remember we all went.
We did.
For playtime.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah,
then we went to the park
after.
And he took the little cart around. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have CDs and they have like, and it's funny because I do miss going like in sixth grade. I remember my sixth grade was so rigorous. I know it's so ridiculous, but it was.
Ashley, are you fucking kidding me with the shit that comes out of your mouth? Baked Alaska.
Mom, go ask
my sixth
mom.
Grade was
no, I
rigorous.
I remember it was rigorous, but you guys fucking made it rigorous. Just cheat a little bit.
My
Yo,
mom
you
and
need
I would
a
be
t-shirt.
At the library constantly.
You need a t-shirt that says my sixth grade was so rigorous.
And that's
we need
Fairfax
to sell that.
County.
We need to sell that to I don't get it listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, so they used to have us do these things called fun facts where we had to come up with, I think it was like 20 to 30 fun facts about like a certain like continent or a certain subject matter.
I'm sure that was in fifth grade because I did that in fifth grade with Mrs. Jacobs.
Okay, that may have been fifth grade, yes. But then also
More
sixth grade
memory.
Insane. But we also had to have different sources for all of them. Like it wasn't like every you
Why
could get
did
like
they
two
make
facts
us do that.
Per
yeah, you had to find sources.
Same book. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my mom and I would just be tearing through the library, like all these different books. And it was kind of like it definitely
fun, right?
It's cool. Like in hindsight, like I felt like I learned a lot from that, just like sourcing and stuff like that. And like the kids these days, no way are
I think
they
that's
like
what
finding
bothers
multiple
me.
Sources and like having to read books and finding information from different sources.
Yeah. I think, as you know, I've talked about this lately, but I'm way more open about talking about it now. And I believe in abundance and opportunity for everyone, but I think you obviously have a journalism degree. I do as well. And I think what's been so frustrating is more and more TikTokers are being hired to do like these red carpet jobs, which is great and amazing. But if you are someone that gets picked to do that, it would be so
Tell
respectful
Ashley
if you
about-
take what?
Tell Ashley, sorry to cut you off, but
no,
I
don't care.
You have to tell Ashley about the question with, was that Christopher Nolan?
Oh, Stellan Skarsgård.
Oh, Skarsgård. Yeah. Okay.
It was just like, it's, I would love to hear your guys' opinion on this, but it's like, right, Ashley? It's like, if you're going to get the job, and you know this because you were a journalist first and then an influencer. And so like, none of it's bad. I'm technically an influencer too, right? In like a weird way.
Mm-hmm. No,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, if you got big overnight and now you're getting these opportunities, amazing, great, capitalize on them. Of course I would take them too if I were you, but do the due diligence and do the work and prep, because there's so many people that are experts in that job, and there's so many fans that want things. And so actually the internet's torn on this. So Stellan Skarsgård, who is obviously
the daddy,
an incredible actor, the father of Alexander and Bill Skarsgård. And he is in Dune, and he was asked a question at the Dune red carpet live stream about like what his favorite scene in the movie was. And he's been asked that question before, like he was in Mamma Mia, and he answered it fine. But Stellan is someone, and how I approach when I write questions for my interviews is I tailor it to the person, right? So if I was interviewing you, Lauren, it'd be really different than like questions I would ask Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Stellan Skarsgård is like, he's an incredible actor. He's like acclaimed.
He seems more like artistic and serious.
Yeah, he takes the craft seriously. Yeah. So I would probably ask him a more serious, interesting question.
That's rather like, that question like, could be, it's one of your throwaway questions that you're like, if you're stuck, these are the ones you could ask everyone.
And I think that's what bothers me is that I feel like everyone in the comments, so she asked him that, like, what was your favorite day on set, I think was the question. Mm-hmm. And he said, Ashley, that's such a TikTok question. Like you just want, he's like, you want like a one answer from me. And like, I don't have it. And she was like, well, you could just say no.
Say no.
And he was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people in the comments were like, God, that's so rude of him. Like, that's so rude. He's answered this question before. And it's like, yes. And right. Like paradox, like, yes, yeah. Of course yes. He could have answered it. Of course he could have not been pissed, but it's also like these actors get asked the same shit every day. And I think if you are lucky enough to get hired for a job like that, that so many people would kill for, I feel like it is your job and duty to come up with something compelling and to entertain people while also informing people of new things. And like, again, like you said, Lauren, that is a fallback question. Like I would never just lead with that question, unless a job told me that I needed to get it, you know?
I think this is kind of an amazing full circle moment for this podcast, because we started out talking about massages and like, would you say it or would you not say it? And then here we are. And I think like, if he was being just nice and he was doing like what Lauren and I would have done, we would just been like, you answer it. And then like in your head, you're like, oh, right?
Or you could speak up.
Or you can actually
he could just be himself. Yeah.
And
I thought I was gonna be able to interview him at some point, and I had already written like a question for him. And like, you guys haven't seen Dune Part 2 yet, right?
No.
You guys have to watch it.
I know, everyone's obsessed. I'm gonna see you, Jared.
Anyways, he basically, Ashley, he plays a big villain, like he's huge, and he floats sometimes, and then other times he's like in like dark water that's all black, like a hippopotamus, is how the director described him. So I would have asked him like how his energy and the character changes when he's floating as opposed to like when he's in water.
And he would be like, great,
it's like
like, great question.
And I'm like, he would have been like, oh, well, you know what I mean? And it's like not that hard to just think a little more instead of being just getting this job when you're not a journalist, like just put a little more thought into it. I think that would make me really happy, you know, because I really care about interviewing.
And you're very, very talented at it.
Thanks. So are you guys.
And I like how you teed up the question, because she wrote it on her Instagram, like written out, and I was like, that is so well thought out. That is so thorough, I should say. Thorough.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, thanks guys for joining us on this lovely Monday. Anything else?
No, oh, I forgot to share something random with you guys, which I don't need to share on the podcast, but just as friends.
Well, people are gonna want to know now.
No, it's not a news thing. It's like a silly nuance between the three of us. Like, as I've been, I feel like I've become a Ryan Gosling reporter, because I've gotten in touch with the stylist and I've like broken some of the things that he was going to wear over Oscars. And now I'm talking to him Wednesday. So my whole world has been like studying Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And you guys know I love blonde hair, blue eyed guys, especially
right
Jewish
now,
ones, but blonde hair. And I'm like, oh my God, Ryan Gosling is a younger blonde hair, blue eyed guy with an older Latina. Eva's 50 and he's 43. And I was like, God,
wait, she's 50.
So there's 7 years
in a while. So can we just talk about this? Is what I told Lauren before getting
on
the podcast.
7 years younger than her, and I'm like, oh my God, this is what I aspire to be. They're my cake topper.
That's amazing.
It's like, okay, to be with a hot, younger, blonde hair, blue-eyed guy.
For some reason, 7 years doesn't sound that bad when you're 43 and 50.
It doesn't sound that bad when you're that age. But remember when I was dating that younger guy? He was 7 years younger, and it felt really like a lot. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's different when they're in like their early
20s. You're right. You're right. You know, it's different when you're like 30. Okay, anyways.
Okay, but this is what I was going to say. This is what we'll wrap up with.
Okay.
I'm ready for them just to make their red carpet appearance together. I think this was the time to do it. I thought it was kind of, I think it's honestly weird now. I cannot imagine Jared having a night where he's going to perform at the Oscars and going to be like a big focal point at it. And then I'm just like, you know what? We've just had this precedent where we don't ever get seen together. So I think this was just the time where it was like, we've been together for over 10 years. I think it's, we can do it. We have two kids. Like, we're good. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Because I would feel really weird
seen together at this point
to not be there in person for him. That's just my two cents. Alrighty. Love you guys.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.